He leaves his friends to dignify them more. I leave myself, my friends, and all for love. Thou, Julia, thou hast metamorphosed me, made me neglect my studies, lose my time, war with good counsel, set the world at naught, made wit with musing weak, heart sick with thought.
Proteus, saviour!
Huh?
Saw you, my master.
But now he parted hence to embark for Milan.
20-1, then he is shipped already, and I have played the sheep in losing him.
Indeed, a sheep doth very often stray, and if the shepherd be a while away...
You conclude that my master is a shepherd, then, and I a sheep?
I do.
Why, then, my horns are his horns, whether I wake or sleep.
A silly answer, and fitting well a sheep.
This proves me still a sheep.
True, and thy master a shepherd.
Nay, that I can deny it by a circumstance.
It shall go hard, but I'll prove it by another.
The shepherd seeks the sheep, and not the sheep the shepherd. But I seek my master, and my master seeks not me. Therefore, I am no sheep.
The sheep for fodder follow the shepherd. The shepherd for food follows not the sheep. Thou for wages followest thy master. Thy master for wages follows not thee. Therefore, thou art a sheep.
Such another proof will make me cry bear.
But dost thou hear, gavest thou my letter to Julia?
Aye, sir. I, a lost mutton, gave your letter to her, a laced mutton, and she, a laced mutton, gave me, a lost mutton, nothing for my labour.
Here's too small a pasture for such store of muttons.
If the ground be overcharged, you were best stick her.
Nay, in that you are astray, 'twere best pound you.
Nay, sir, less than a pound shall serve me for carrying your letter.
You mistake. I mean the pound, a pinfold.
From a pound to a pin. Fold it over and over. 'Tis threefold too little for carrying a letter to your lover.
But what said she?
I.
Not I? Why, that's naughty.
You mistook, sir. I say she did not, and you ask me... If she did not, and I say I.
And that set together is noddy.
Now you have taken the pains to set it together, take it for your pains.
No, no, you shall have it for bearing the letter.
Well, I perceive I must be fain to bear with you.
Why, sir, how do you bear with me?
Marry, sir, the letter very orderly, having nothing but the word noddy for my pains.
Beshrew me, but you have a quick wit.
And yet it cannot overtake your slow purse.
Come, come, open the matter in brief. What said she?
Open your purse, that the money and the matter may be both at once delivered.
Well, sir, here is for your pains. What said she?
Truly, sir, I think you'll hardly win her.
Why? Couldst thou perceive so much from her?
Sir, I could perceive nothing at all from her. No, not so much as a ducat for delivering your letter. And being so hard to me that brought your mind, I feel she'll prove as hard to you in telling your mind. Give her no token but stones, for she's as hard as steel.
What? Said she nothing?
No, not so much as take this for thy pains. To testify your bounty, I thank you. You have test-earned me. In requital whereof, henceforth carry your letters yourself. And so, sir, I'll commend you to my master.
Go, go, be gone to save your ship from wrack, which cannot perish having thee aboard, being destined to a drier death on shore. I must go send some better messenger. I fear my Julia would not deign my lines, receiving them from such a worthless post.
Say, Lucetta, now we are alone. Wouldst thou then counsel me to fall in love?
Aye, madam, so you stumble not unheedfully.
Of all the fair resort of gentlemen that every day with pile encounter me, in thy opinion, which is worthiest love?
Please you repeat their names. I'll show my mind according to my shallow, simple skill.
What think'st thou of the fair Sir Eglamour?
As of a knight well-spoken, neat and fine. Mm. But were I you, he never should be mine.
What think'st thou of the rich Mercatio?
Well of his wealth, but of himself so.
What think'st thou of the gentle Proteus?
Oh, Lord, Lord, to see what folly reigns in us.
So now, what means this passion at his name?
Pardon, dear madam, 'tis a passing shame that I, unworthy body as I am, should censure thus on lovely gentlemen.
Why not on Proteus, as of all the rest?
Then thus, of many good, I think him best.
Your reason?
I have no other but a woman's reason. I think him so because I think him so.
And wouldst thou have me cast my love on him?
Aye, if you thought your love not cast away. Why, he of all the...